This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in YUGM conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. YUGM, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships, and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. India has signed a defense deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed yesterday by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France, Sébastien Lecornu, in New Delhi. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting took place in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack to decide the course of action. It comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on critical decisions. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade Jonathan Reynolds in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement, FTA, between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties with bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred upon Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi last evening. Of them, 4 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 10 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Union Minister of Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a virtual dialogue with all the 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across the country in New Delhi yesterday. In his address, Mr. Chauhan stressed that there is a need to work in a campaign format for the development of the agriculture sector. Addressing the Krishi Vigyan Kendra heads, the minister highlighted the importance of capacity-building training for farmers. He said that the country's farmers will become self-reliant and empowered through good training and awareness. Mr. Chauhan also shared ideas about taking new initiatives to work by linking soil health cards and farmer awareness. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam, Odisha and Meghalaya today. The Met Department forecast fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northeast India in the next 5 days. The heatwave conditions are expected at isolated places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, West Rajasthan, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad today. In Mizoram, 3 members of a family were killed and 1 injured when a heavy rock fell on their moving car near Aizawl yesterday. According to police, the incident took place in the Pukpui area while the family was returning to Aizawl from Lengpui Airport, about 35 km from the state capital. Power is gradually being restored across Spain and Portugal after a major blackout brought daily life to a halt. The power outage grounded flights, paralyzed public transport and disrupted hospital services. The exact cause of the outage remains uncertain. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal's unbeaten 70 saw host Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals won the match with 25 balls to spare. Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 101 runs in 38 balls, was declared player of the match. Suryavanshi shattered the record of the youngest centurion in tournament history. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.